In the name of the Father and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The second Sunday of the blessed month of Kiah tells us about the Annunciation with the birth of the Lord Christ and how the angel, Archangel Gabriel, when appeared to Saint Mary, and he brought to her the glad tidings about the coming of the Messiah. And we all understand that Saint Mary was the humble person who was able to receive this great honor without being exalted or taken into the sense of bride. We all know that humility is a requirement for all other virtues to follow. Humility is what opens the door of heaven, as Saint John Climax says, that repentance lifts us up to heaven. Mourning knocks the door of heaven, and humility is the one that opens the door for us. And there is a big difference between being humbled whenever there is nothing to be tempted with bride, and when we receive honor afterward and how we react. Saint Mary was not just humbled, but actually when she received the honor, her heart did not change. We may find people who are lowly in heart and people who are really humble and their demeanor is very kind and pleasant, but when they are given honor or sometimes given a kind of responsibility and they are exalted into a certain rank, that they totally change, and we find them coming with an attitude and behavior that totally doesn't reflect the humility that was distinguishing them before. It is not easy to bear honor. Maybe we can react to insult and we can handle it, but when it comes to honor and with this magnitude, it is not easy for anyone actually to think and to live with it without being taken into the sin of pride. How did Saint Mary manage to bear this honor? How was she able to get through all of this her journey without being taken into bride? The first thing that we can see about Saint Mary, that she was prepared in a certain way, that she never expected an honor. She never even expected that an angel would come and speak to her in any way or mean. This is what the Gospel of today tells us. When she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. She was troubled why an angel would come to me and speak to me. What is in me that make an angel to speak to me in this manner and tells me, blessed are you among women. It is this expectation in the heart that makes a person guarded whenever he receives honor. Many people sometimes when they pray for a couple of days, they expect that on the third day an angel will appear to them. And because maybe I kept the whole fast, that I am worthy to receive honor and see the things that no one else can see. Many people even living in the wilderness and they are tempted with bride, expecting that people will come one day and take them and exalt them to the rank of being bishops. It is this expectation that guards and may also might make us to fall into the sin of pride. Do I expect something extra from God because I have given something that, or I am serving him in a certain way? Do I feel upset when I do not receive what I'm expecting and I react sometimes in a negative way based on my unreasonable expectation? It is this expectation that sets the heart and make it either ready to receive the honor without being taken into bride, or we receive the honor and then we change and we become those people whom God maybe will refrain from bless them with his grace. The expectation in the heart of Saint Mary that whom I am to receive an honor or receive an angel. This expectation also will set our hearts for many, many other things as well. Maybe I have unreasonable expectation in dealing with the people around me. I expect the people in my household to serve me in a certain way. My wife should come and do certain things according to my expectation. My children should be up to what I think they should be at. Expectations are set very high for other people, but unfortunately, when it comes to myself, I do not set any expectations for myself. Whatever I'm doing is good enough. Setting our hearts with these expectations that are unreasonable from others will make the scene set for conflicts. Setting expectations that are unreasonable from God as well will make us to be much so much disappointed and frustrated as Him. Why God didn't give me this? I have been asking. I am worthy to receive. I have been fasting and serving and praying for all of these days and years. This expectation was not in the heart of Saint Mary. That's why she was prepared to receive this honor, because simply, I do not deserve it, whom I am to receive an angel. Also, with regard to her assignment, she never debated for her own gain. This young girl who cared the most about her life and her reputation being a virgin living in the temple, she would at least raise the concern about what the people will think of me when they find me pregnant and I didn't know a man yet. But she didn't ask this. The only thing she asked is the process, how this will happen while I do not know a man. Something never happened before, never anyone heard about it before. Look at this young girl. She didn't debate anything regarding what make me comfortable. If I am to receive this assignment, then here is my conditions. In order for me to be able to deal with this, I'm expecting or I wanted to receive this and this and this. I want you as an angel to explain this to Joseph. I want you to tell me how I'm going to survive, how I'm going to live, how I'm going to raise him, where I'm going to live. This was not the case with Saint Mary. She never debated the assignment. Let it be according to your word. Another thing here also that makes us to look and we compare ourselves. When we are requested or are given an assignment, sometimes we think about, first of all, let me tell you what makes me comfortable before I accept the assignment. Let us first debate what is in it for me before I go and I accept this. It's a big sacrifice, you know, and I want to be able at least to be comfortable while I'm going with this assignment. She didn't ask for anything for herself. Let it be according to your word. That's it. That's why she was able to bear the honor and live with it. In her heart, if it is something coming from God, I'm just going to accept it. I'm not going to debate what is in it for me, what I'm going to benefit out of this. For her also to be able to bear the honor, she always remembered and she reminded herself that I am the maidservant of the Lord. The angel came to her that you will conceive and you will bear the Holy One. At the end of the discussion, she reminds herself and she confirms to the angel, I am the maidservant. This word, I think we all has to have it in our minds to click over and over and over. I am the maidservant. I am the bond servant of Christ. After some time of living with Christ and serving maybe in the church and serving people around us, we forget the basic fact that we are just maidservants. We didn't yet achieve the level of being idle servants who had completed all what they have been requested to do. People sometimes change. Our heart sometimes takes us to think that we are not just servants. And even the word servant takes another direction and dimension. While serving the church, the servant is the person who is the least among all. Our heart sometimes takes us and exalt us into a servant is somebody above others. I set the rules. I tell the people what to do and what not to do. She was able to bear the honor simply because she always remembered that she is a maidservant. Saint Mary also managed to bear the honor given her when she served, when she was given this honor. The best thing that makes us really to acquire true humility is when we serve and we humble ourselves before others when we are exalted the most. When she heard the news about the pregnancy of her cousin Elizabeth, she just didn't think about it or think what I'm going to do there or whom I am to go or that I should be the one who should be served, but she ran to serve Saint Elizabeth. Now Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste with haste to a city of Judah and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. Service makes us to come out from our selfishness, and we will be able truly to bear the honor. Just sitting over by ourselves, thinking of what we received or what we should receive, thinking that who should be serving us, what I should be taking from us, will not allow us to bear any honor or dignity that God will give upon us. At the end, St. Mary also was able to bear the honor when, while she knew the most, she spoke the least. Look at all of what the sayings of St. Mary in the Bible. The first time we see her talking, when she went to Elizabeth, and then she started to pray and praise God. Later on, we find him searching for her son, and another occasion that she asked him on behalf of the people in the wedding. Three or four occasions that all of them didn't carry anything that make us to like reflect upon the wisdom of St. Mary or how she is knowledgeable or anything. She didn't use her privilege as the mother of God in making herself to be exalted among others. I am the mother of the Holy One. Let me tell you about what you do not know. We hear about in other religions that maybe like a person who encountered with somebody who like claimed prophecy, keep on telling that I heard this person saying so and so and so and so, and according to this person, I hear the prophet saying, This didn't happen from St. Mary at all. While she knew the most, she spoke the least. It's out of her also willingness to bear this glory and not to give herself a position above the other people around her. God exalted her and gave her honor that no one ever received. She is the bride of our race, whom we look upon her intercession and we ask for it every single day and every service. She was able to bear the honor, something that's not easy for anyone really to manage. Let us look and contemplate on how this young girl was able not only to live in humility, but also to bear the honor when she received it. She never expected or counted herself worthy to even receive an angel. With regard to the assignment, she never debated for her own gain. She always remembered that she is the maidservant of the Lord. She served it when she was given the honor, and she knew the most, yet spoke the least. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.